When an unnamed woman suffering from 12 years of bleeding pushed through a crowd to touch Jesus' garment, she was immediately healed. But what happened next transformed her life even more profoundly. Jesus called her daughter and publicly embraced someone society had rejected as unclean. This encounter captures the essence of how women in Scripture matter deeply to God's story. Though often overlooked in religious discussions, these women demonstrate extraordinary faith and courage that shaped history. Their stories reveal God's pattern of working through unexpected vessels, those society deemed powerless or unworthy, to accomplish His divine purposes. These women weren't merely supporting characters, but active participants whose decisions changed the course of biblical history. Their journeys through doubt, pain, and triumph offer wisdom that resonates across centuries, showing how God sees value in those the world overlooks. Sarah's journey was extraordinary, leaving her homeland with Abraham, living as a nomad, and facing childlessness in a culture where motherhood defined worth. When God promised 90-year-old Sarah a son, her skeptical laughter turned to joy with Isaac's birth. His name, meaning laughter, became a testament to God transforming her disbelief into delight. Though celebrated for her faith, Sarah's story reveals human frailty. Her impatience led her to offer her servant Hagar to Abraham as a surrogate, sparking bitter rivalry. When Hagar conceived and began to despise her mistress, Sarah's harsh response drove the pregnant servant into the wilderness. There, in isolation, Hagar encountered the God who sees me, becoming the first person in Scripture to name God. Though a powerless Egyptian slave, she received divine promises about her son Ishmael's future. Sarah and Hagar's intertwined stories demonstrate how God works through human weakness, not despite it. Their narrative shows divine purposes unfolding even through mistakes, weaving imperfect choices into His perfect plan. Jacob and Rachel's story begins with love at first sight. He weeps upon meeting her and willingly works 7 years for her hand, which seemed like only a few days because of his love for her. The romance turns bitter when Rachel's father substitutes Leah on the wedding night. While Leah bears children easily, Rachel struggles with infertility, creating household tension. Leah's journey transforms through motherhood. After naming 3 sons to win Jacob's affection, she names her 4th, Judah, praise, turning toward God instead. Rachel grows desperate, demanding, "Give me children or I'll die." When finally bearing Joseph, she prays bitterly, "May the Lord add another son." Though rivals, their legacy proves essential to Israel's future. Leah's sons Levi and Judah become ancestors of priests and kings, including Jesus, while Rachel's son Joseph saves the family from famine. Together, these sisters built Israel's foundation, showing how God works through human complexity. Tamar's story interrupts the Joseph narrative with a tale of deception and redemption. When denied justice after her husband's death, she disguises herself as a prostitute to trick her father-in-law, Judah, securing his personal items as proof. When her pregnancy is discovered, Judah demands her execution until she reveals his possessions. His response? "She is more righteous than I." Though controversial, God redeems her story. She bears twins, with her son Perez becoming an ancestor of Jesus Christ. Ruth's story offers a beautiful contrast. This Moabite widow follows her mother-in-law Naomi to Bethlehem, declaring, "Your people will be my people and your God my God." While gleaning in Boaz's fields, she receives his kindness. Following Naomi's counsel, Ruth approaches Boaz on the threshing floor, a risky move that leads to marriage and redemption. Their son Obed becomes David's grandfather, placing Ruth, a foreigner, in Christ's lineage. Early Christians identified with Ruth as Gentiles welcomed into God's family. Both women appear in Jesus' genealogy, demonstrating how God works through, not despite, our identities. During Israel's oppression under King Jabin and his commander Sisera with 900 chariots of iron, God raised up Deborah, a judge and prophetess who led from the palm of Deborah. When God commanded action against Jabin's forces, she summoned Barak, who would only fight with her present. Deborah agreed, but prophesied his reluctance meant, "The Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." After their victory, Sisera fled to Jael's tent, whose husband was Jabin's ally. Though offering milk and shelter, Jael waited until Sisera slept to drive a tent peg through his temple. Jael risked everything, her marriage, safety, and life. She turned symbols of hospitality into instruments of deliverance. The Song of Deborah celebrates her as most blessed of women. Their partnership showcases women supporting each other in God's work. Deborah through prophecy and wisdom, Jael through decisive action. Together, they freed Israel from 20 years of oppression. Hannah, though beloved by her husband, suffered from barrenness and cruel taunting from his second wife. In her anguish, she made a silent vow at the tabernacle, promising to dedicate any son God gave her to lifelong service. When blessed with Samuel, God has heard, she kept her word. Her thanksgiving prayer became foundational, celebrating God's power to uplift the humble, later echoed in Mary's Magnificat. God honored her faithfulness with 5 more children, while Samuel grew to become a prophet who would anoint Israel's kings. Miriam served alongside her brothers Moses and Aaron as one of Scripture's few female prophets. Her early courage showed when she protected baby Moses on the Nile and cleverly arranged for their mother to nurse him. After the Red Sea crossing, she led women in celebratory dance and song. Though she later faced punishment for challenging Moses' unique relationship with God, she was restored through his intercession. Both women surrendered loved ones to God's greater purpose and witnessed divine intervention. Their stories demonstrate how personal trials can become powerful testimonies that inspire others and glorify God. Mary Magdalene's encounter with the risen Christ was deeply personal. When she recognized Jesus at the tomb, she called him Rabboni, my teacher, reflecting their intimate bond. Her natural response was to reach for him, disregarding cultural norms. Jesus commissioned her to tell his brothers about his ascension, elevating the disciples as family. Despite wanting to remain with him, Mary obeyed, boldly declaring to them, "I have seen the Lord." While the male disciples hid, Mary demonstrated courage by visiting the tomb. Though they dismissed her testimony as nonsense, she remained unwavering in her faith. Jesus routinely challenged cultural barriers with women, as shown with the Samaritan woman at the well. Through their profound theological discussion, she became an immediate evangelist to her community. The biblical women encompassed diverse personalities, from naturally courageous to hesitant, influential to marginalized. Yet God used each one in his redemptive story, showing that he positions us for his purposes despite our fears.